You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. This is quite instructive, this passage, very instructive. You will notice that when they saw the sign that Jesus did, they said he must be the true prophet to come into the world. But the next thing, you see, they didn't say that they were going to make Jesus king. They didn't say that. But the Bible said Jesus perceived it. You need the ability to perceive things. You see, to perceive, the best way to explain it in the physical is this. If your wife or somebody is cooking in the kitchen and you are in the sitting room, did you know that you can guess what they are cooking after a while because you will perceive the aroma? You can't see it. To perceive in the spirit realm is to smell. It's a function of the spiritual nose. You perceive it, though you can't see it. You can almost be sure that they are cooking beans, even though you have not seen the beans, but you have perceived something. Jesus perceived it, that they were going to make him king. Now, this is where it gets trickier. You see, you must be very careful that men do not make you what God has not called you to be. When men see the grace of God upon your life, they may redirect that grace. They may reroute that grace for you if you are not careful. You see, they saw something in Jesus. It wasn't as if it was emptiness. They saw something and they felt that for what they are seeing, means this man should be our king. Till today is still the same. When men perceive the grace of God upon your life, they have an idea of how you should use it. They will want to make you. You must know what God had called you to be. And you see, being an earthly king, it looks similar to what God had called Jesus to be. A king. He's king of kings. And they are now saying they want to make him king. And he was not the one looking for it. So it looks as if God must be in it because I didn't look for it. You know, some people attitude is, well, if I didn't seek it, if I didn't look for it, then God must be in it. It's not always so. In fact, brethren, Satan can deceive you with opportunities. Satan can mislead you with good opportunities. He will present situation to you that you didn't seek, you didn't look for, and they will come to you and it will be so good because the devil knows that what he is going to gain if you fall for that opportunity is greater than whatever little benefit you think you are going to get from the opportunity that you are grabbing. So they were presenting Jesus with an opportunity. But Jesus, because he knew what God has called him to be, he refused. In the immediate, it will look and see if Jesus was a loser because he had the opportunity to become a king. But he remained a nobody. He chose at that moment to remain a nobody. It is with hindsight that we now know that, oh, Jesus made the right decision. But at that time, it may look as if he had lost a great opportunity to once again become a great king in Jerusalem. To once again come to the lineage of David and be one of the great kings in Israel. But that was not what God called him to do. And that will not achieve the purpose of God. Brethren, you must be very careful that you don't allow men to be the one to determine how the grace of God upon your life is to be used. They say the voice of the people is the voice of God. That is not true and that is not scriptural. Hear the voice of God personally. Only do what God has called you to do. Don't run after opportunities. Run after the will of God. May God give you understanding. You can please reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.